Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, we've heard a lot about Arina Zaruska, how she survived the war with Russia, lived in a bomb shelter, but could not survive Democrat criminal policies in Charlotte. But what does it say? And there's been a lot of outrage across the country that her attacker was not put in prison after the record he amassed. The crazy part is his record's nothing compared to Alexander Dickey's. I mean, Alexander Dickey is a masterclass of crime. And yet the world doesn't know that when Alexander Dickey killed Logan Federico, he should have been in prison for 30 years across four cases. But he was allowed to continue to wander around. He broke into the place she was staying when she made the mistake of coming down here to South Carolina from the Charlotte area where she was safer. And she just, you know, she went to sleep, visited some friends at UNC, and he did what he did over and over. He breaks in, it's his MO, breaks into a place that's occupied, steals, it says burglary, steals the credit cards, the debit cards, and then goes on a spending spree. She got in his way and he killed her. He shot her right in the face. What is remarkable, when I started pulling his record, and we heard from her dad yesterday, he testified before Congress. And the hearing, the whole point of the hearing yesterday, Lee, as you know, was, wow, Democrat crime policy sure are out of control. The problem is that this happened in South Carolina.
39 goddamn times, 25 felonies was on the street. How about that? He should have been in jail for over 140 years for all the crimes he committed. You know how much time he spent in prison? A little over 600 days in 10 years. He's only 30 years old. He was committing 2.65 crimes a year.
This is truly astonishing, Lee, and it's something we need to really talk about. And I'd love to work with some state legislatures to rein these judges in. They are out of control. We have this thing in South Carolina called a suspended sentence. And what it is it's really only supposed to be used in your first criminal offense. And what it is the judge, you're convicted. The judge imposes your sentence. In his case, he had four of them, including 5 years for multiple auto thefts, felonies, car break-ins, grand larceny. And then two more 10-year sentences, one for burglary, and the other one for felony grand larceny over $10,000. So what's supposed to happen is the judge says, okay, I'm going to give you a 10-year sentence for your felony here. If you so much as look the wrong way, sneeze, or violate the rules I've put in place for you, often includes, drug rehab, whatever, then you go to prison. That's what a suspended sentence is. It is not meant for, Lee, you do your first burglary, then you come before the same judge a year later and you do your second burglary and he just keeps giving you suspended sentences till you've racked up 30 years worth of suspended sentences. But that's what happened. And there's two judges that did this with him. I went through the entire records of both. I don't know, and I want to give the judges some leeway because one of them is retired, but the other one has not gotten back to me. Really hope to hear from him so he can explain this to me, how he gave Alexander Devontae Dickey a 5-year suspended sentence for 8 charges of breaking in a motor vehicle, 2 charges of stolen goods disposed, 1 charge of stolen vehicle disposed, When he screwed up again, Lee, he gives him a 10-year suspended sentence for burglary. Out the door he goes. So that's 2014. That's Judge Edward W. Miller is the one whose name is on these documents. Dickey is back before Judge Miller same year for grand larceny of more than $10,000. Convicted. Gives him another 10-year suspended sentence. All I had to do is suspend unsuspend the last sentences. Look at Federico be alive, but he let him out the door. I just don't understand it. So now we're up to 25 years worth of suspended sentences across three cases, and he's going strong, man. I mean, he's big into now financial card use, stealing people's cards. He breaks in, does the burglary again. This is 2015. Another judge, Thomas Russo, goes, "What a fine young man. Only three suspended sentences. Let's make it four." Gives him 5 years and says, "Okay, I'm gonna get tough this time. You have to serve 225 days, which he does. But suspends the rest of it. Says, "No, you better behave or I'm going to make you serve the rest." He was joking. By 2017, he was convicted of possession of meth, possession of a firearm by a person convicted of a violent felony. He got 12 months for that, Lee, but only served 111 days.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Then he gets hit with a criminal conspiracy charge in 2019, common law strong arm robbery. So he's also physically using guns and forcing himself on people. He was sentenced to 4 years in restitution for that in 2019. Had he actually served that, Logan Federico would be alive. But he did it. Out the door he went. I can't figure that one out because there's no suspended sentence with it. He got 4 years but never served it. So naturally, having gotten the pat on the back from judges, He does a burglary again in 2023, and the same judge from the other two cases, Edward Miller, according to court records, which may be incorrect, and I've sent him an email to ask him, like, can you explain this to me? Please come on the show. Gives him another 5 year suspended sentence. If you're still counting, Lee, that's 35 years worth of suspended sentences across four cases. Make this make sense.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible to make it make sense.
You can't make
it. Because if you have this information in front of you as a judge, and you see the same individual coming back with the same crimes and suspended sentences over and over again, somebody's got to pull the trigger there, if you'll excuse the pun, and put this person in prison where they belong. All of those suspended sentences should be suspended, and you should have to serve every single one of those.
Yeah.
This just doesn't make any sense.
Instead, the same judge that's supposed to be activating the old suspended sentence is giving him new ones. And the only reason I want to give myself a little leeway here till I hear from the judge, and I really hope he responds to me because I'm not going away, okay? I'm not. I'm going to keep talking about this till you respond to me. I've written a very polite email. I need to understand this. I imagine as a judge you see a lot of cases.
Yes, he does. They all do. They see a lot of cases.
Did he realize, like, say, in 2023 when he was giving him a new suspended sentence that he'd already given him two more in 2013 and 2014? Maybe he just forgot? Or maybe the court records aren't very good somehow and the judges don't know. Because, like, I'd really like to know that because we need to fix that.
Yeah.
Because this is ridiculous. I mean, this blows away the guy in Charlotte that killed Irina Zaruska in terms of just pure criminal intent and criminality, the number of charges, the number of felonies. I mean, this is way worse in Charlotte.
I can somewhat understand from a justice situation where a person's prior crimes from a completely different case are not brought up in front of a jury. When they are trying that particular case, I can sort of understand that.
He pled guilty to these.
But when it comes to the sentencing, that absolutely, positively should be taken into account.
Yeah, I can't find a jury trial.
There is no justice for the victims of crimes if that is not taken into account, particularly if there have been suspended sentences, where you have been sentenced to something for a crime but have it suspended in the interest of equity or justice or whatever you want to call it. But if you are continuing to violate that grace you have been given by the previous judgments, then that should be done away with.
And again, I'm trying to understand this. So I can't make it make sense. The problem is that Judge Edward W. Miller is a circuit court judge. So he hears cases around the state. That's why these cases are in Richland and Lexington, where he racked up most of his crimes. But Judge Miller lives here in Greenville and is on the bench in Greenville, where I pray to God he's not doing this in case after case. Because I'm telling you what, this ain't his first murder. There's a lot of dead people in his past because of the people he's let out. There would have to be if he has continually done this. And I want to understand, why is he doing this? And I asked him, why do you keep giving suspended sentences when you should be triggering the old one? I don't know. I haven't heard back from him. Maybe there's a good explanation for it. But if there's not, we need to do something about this. These judges, we have got to pass legislation in the state to stop these judges from doing this. Because this guy, again, the dad is not wrong. He could have served 140 years. He was absolutely sentenced to 30. And all the judge had to do was trigger the suspended sentence, and he kept putting him out again and again and again, which is just meaningless. You just do another burglary, he gives you a suspended sentence, you get out again, you go do another burglary.
And because of that, this 22-year-old young woman is dead.
Is dead. Beautiful 22-year-old woman, and her father is just absolutely torn to pieces, as anybody would
And this is far from an isolated case. This is rampant across this country.
And the state, because, I mean, I've been talking about this with drunk driving deaths for a long time.
Yes.
A lot of these guys
Same
have suspended
situation.
Sentences.
Yes. Yes.
Here's her dad. I'll just let him have the last word here because it breaks my heart.
39 crimes in 10 years, 25 felonies. Can anybody here explain to me, well, how possibly he could be on the street? I could sit down in a room and I could explain the whole process of how it failed, how South Carolina failed, Logan, okay? How lack of communication. And that career criminal, an hour later, went on a spending spree with her debit card. When they saw his face on a video, they didn't have to do a check. He was arrested so many times, they knew who he was. They knew exactly where to go get him. Pathetic.
Yeah, judge who did it's on a bench right here in Greenville County. Probably hearing cases today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.